short daily tips on articulation and presentation and all sorts of things to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. Let me see if I can name some of them off the top of my head. There's breathing and reading, inflection, projection, phonation, resonation and correct intonation for conversation right here on the Short Daily Podcast. Today, how your schedule affects your video call voice. Yeah, we're talking about video calls at the moment, things like your Skype and your FaceTime and your Zoom and your webinars, your web chats for work and for hobby, family and friends. Video calls are perhaps more likely for those people working from home, but try not to roll straight out of bed and straight onto your laptop and sit down and talk. Think what you used to do before potentially lazy lockdowns, busily getting ready, moving around, up and down the stairs, twisting into the car seat or running for the bus, chatting along with other people to the kids, the person on the bus, talking back at the radio shock jock, thanking someone in a shop, greeting a colleague when you arrived. Yet we generally had movements in our body and our breath. But when at the laptop, it doesn't necessarily feel like work. You're just sitting there. People just appear in front of you. They just pop up. But don't be misled. You can still be doing a lot of talking and getting stressed at the same time. So start your working from home day with some muscle and vocal exercises and take a 10-minute break every hour, or have meetings of 45 minutes with the break in between. So that means that at the start of the day, maybe a brisk walk, dancing to your favourite playlist or simply marching on the spot, warming up your voice with hums and trills and swoops and glides. What are they? We've spoken about them before. We'll speak about them again before the podcast series comes to an end. And stretch your tongue. Yeah, do some warm-up exercises for your muscles internally with your arms and your legs and your spine and your shoulders, but also your vocal muscles as well. They need to be warmed up too. And then in between calls, things like, well, not doing anything, say nothing, rest, relax your throat muscles to reduce vocal cord swelling, reduce neck pain and muscle tension in your back and your shoulders after sitting still for so long, move around, carefully try a few head rolls and shoulder scrunches and turns and bends, and take the opportunity to top up with water, your bottle and your body. After all, you should always be sipping to keep your folds hydrated and healthy. Some tips for working from home and appearing on video call messages on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about Zoom dysmorphia. As Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. What is Zoom dysmorphia? We'll hear about that tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.